New Country Z100, good morning, Kent, in the Country Morning Show here. Very proud and honored to have on the show with me this morning, Illinois Secretary of State Jesse White. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Kent. Glad to be on board, sir.
Well, thank you for being here. And we've been hearing the messages here on the airwaves of Z100 about how important it is to be an organ donor. Tell us a little bit about the program the state of Illinois has.
Well, we're proud of the fact that here in Illinois, we have 5.9 million people who have signed to become organ donors. However, there are 5,000 people on the waiting list as we speak, and each year about 300 people die because organs have not arrived in a timely manner. Mm. We ask that when you're alive and well, give blood. When you're no longer here, give organs. When you've done those two things, you've made a positive impact upon society, considering the fact that one person can provide life or improve the quality of life for 25 individuals.
Wow.
You may not have a need today. You may not have a need tomorrow, but sometime during your lifetime, you or someone that you may know may have a need for an organ, and we just hope that when that moment arrives, there'll be an adequate supply of organs available.
Well, I was going to ask you how we become an organ donor, and I was looking at my driver's license, and I guess when I renewed it, there's a little insignia on there, and it says donor, so I agreed to do it at that time, I guess.
Yes. What happened is we have 118 Secretary of State facilities scattered across the state of Illinois. Matter of fact, I run the largest Secretary of State office in the nation. And then you can go into one of our 130 facilities and sign up, or you could go to our website, www.lifegoeson.com, www.lifegoeson.com, or you could go to your telephone and dial in 1-800-210-2106, 1-800-210-2106, and become a part of our database. So when that moment arrives, we will honor your wish.
I think what's amazing in the commercial we are airing here in Southern Illinois is about a woman whose daughter had passed away later in life, but the corneas from her eyes allowed her to see some amazing things. It truly is a remarkable story.
Well, she's a wonderful, wonderful lady, and many times, you know, we think of a hero as being someone who has helped to extricate someone from an automobile crash, save someone from drowning, save someone from a fire. Those are the heroes that we normally know about. But when you think about the ones that I know, such as the doctor at the Laurel Medical Center, who gave her patient her kidney, and the teacher at New Lenox, Illinois, who gave her student her kidney, these are heroes.
Yeah, I mean, you're providing life in its fullest for folks here. It is just something that we all need to do, and it takes just a moment of your time. Lifegoeson.com, 800-210-2106. I'll have all of this information up on our website at z100fm.com. And it's so easy, and it's something, too, sir, I think that we need to talk it over with our families and let our family members know of our decision.
Well, that's true, but, you know, when I became the Secretary of State, we used to ask you at the DMV if you'd like to become an organ donor. If you'd say yes, we'd ask you to sign on the back of your driver's license, have two individuals sign on as witnesses. So when that moment arrived, there would be smooth transition. But we found out that because of the stress of the moment and the thought of losing their loved one, 20% of those organs were not harvested. So we went to a new order of business called first-person consent. So if you say you want to become an organ donor, we will honor your wish.
That is awesome. Sir, I appreciate your time this morning. And once again, all this information will be up on our website, and we'll get this out here. The main thing is to do it. It takes just a few moments of your time. Become an organ donor because life goes on. Before I let you go, Jesse, do you still have the tumblers?
Yes, I do. I was a gymnast as a kid. I taught gymnastics in college, taught for the Board of Education in Chicago Park District, YMCA. And I played 8 years professional baseball in the Cub organization. Let me straighten this out. I like the Cubs, Cardinals, and White Sox, and I'm necessarily in that order.
Okay.
And so out of professional baseball, during the offseason, I taught school during the day, worked for the Park District, and I was asked to put on the gym show. And that was the beginning of the Jesse White Tubman team. We're 58 years of age. We do about 1,500 shows a year. We turn down about 300 requests. Cannot put them into our schedule.
Wow. That is amazing.
With seven units.
Incredible. I had a chance to see them one time, and it is something. So hats off to you, sir. I hope you have a wonderful day. I know you've got a busy morning calling around and getting the word out about organ donation. Thank you for the work that you do.
Well, thank you very much. In closing, I believe that when you come through this world, you become successful, you get back, but you should do something good for someone every day.